This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain will be buried later today at his alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy. On Saturday, there was a private memorial service here in Washington. More from AP's Sagar Magani.
We receive the body of our brother John for burial.
At Washington National Cathedral, music and prayers for McCain at a memorial service full of Washington dignitaries, including three former presidents. The current one was not invited, but Meghan McCain posed her father's legacy as a direct challenge to President Trump.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama also appeared to rebuke Trump's brand of politics while paying tribute to McCain's love of American values. Bush remembered a bitter political rival and later friend for a mix of courage and decency.
Unwavering, undimmed, unequal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
John McCain died last Saturday at age 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. The longest-serving NATO commander in Afghanistan is stepping down today. U.S. General John Nicholson said Russia is not giving up on efforts to destabilize Afghanistan and drive divisions between the U.S. and its coalition partners. He cast doubt on Russia's intentions in the region. Arab media reporting warring militias in the Libyan capital have agreed to a ceasefire, but it's unclear if that will hold. Clashes were reported at Tripoli's only functioning airport. Militia fighters from several warring brigades fired multiple rounds of ammunition into the air around the Yarmouk military camp, a scene of bitter fighting in recent days. This is VOA News. President Trump says there will be no need to keep Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement, and he warned Congress not to meddle with the trade negotiations or he would terminate the trilateral trade pact altogether. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, the president might be overstepping his authority.
In a series of tweets while visiting his Virginia golf course on the same day John McCain was memorialized, President Trump threatened to scrap the new NAFTA deal should Congress interfere with negotiations. But international trade expert Phil Levy says it's not clear whether Trump has the authority.
We don't generally have it that a president can dismiss a law by decree.
Levy adds most don't want NAFTA to go away or to lose Canada. Sticking points include the dairy market and generic drug competition. I'm Julie Walker.
City officials say 19-year-old Afghan citizen who was shot and detained by police after stabbing two American tourists in Amsterdam's main railway station had a terrorist motive. The suspect has a German residence permit. He was questioned by police in the hospital where he was being treated for a gunshot wound. Dutch officials did not say what charges he could face. The two U.S. citizens wounded in the attack are recovering in a hospital from what police say are serious but not life-threatening injuries. The chief of the United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees has written an open letter to the refugees and the agency's staff following the announcement by the U.S. that it would stop its financial contribution to the agency. He said the U.S. decision will only strengthen their resolve to do whatever they can do to help Palestinian refugees. Meantime, a senior Palestinian official says the U.S. detention to end the decades of funding for the U.N. agency is an attack on the rights of Palestinians. Gabor now from AP's Charles Della Desma.
Nabil Abu Rudena says the move does not serve peace, but rather strengthens terrorism in the region. He said it was just the latest hostile act by the Trump administration against the Palestinian people after it recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved its embassy there. Rudena urges the United Nations to respond, saying the funds cuts violate all resolutions of international legitimacy and requires the UN to take a firm stand against the US decision and take appropriate decisions. He adds, the move will only increase the steadfastness of the Palestinian people and its leadership. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Trump administration wanting to shut down U.S. government radio stations that announce official time, service that's been operational since before World War II or since that time. Trump administration proposes cutting $26 million and 136 jobs from the National Institutes of Standards and Technology.